Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. Happy to be here with you today, and our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday.
Hope you're enjoying this sunny day so far.
Sunny day after an interesting night with a windstorm last night.
It was a lot of folks without power.
Yeah, crazy time last night, but beautiful day today with the sun shining. We've got a great show lined up for today with both a guest and career transition advice. So that should be fun today. It's the second week of the month, so that means it's time for our Ask Lisa episode. I'll be answering listeners' career transition questions by providing a few tips, and a special guest is here as well. We'll get started right after this quick break.
I'm Charlie McGee with FranNet. Historically, economic disruptions drive entrepreneurship, and Americans are opening new businesses at the fastest rate in a decade. If your corporate career path has taken a wrong turn and you've always dreamed of being your own boss in a successful business, I can probably help you. Text me at 360-489-2153. I've been involved with franchising for the last 30 years and have been matching clients with the right franchise fit since 2013. There's no fee to you for my services. I'm here to listen and help you find what you need. Text or call 360-489-2153. 360-489-2153 and visit FranNet.com to learn more.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that focuses on all aspects of making mid to late career transitions. Many thanks to our sponsor, Charlie McGee of FranNet, who's here for a brief visit today. As we talk career transition advice, and as many of us reset from 2020 and look to start anew in 2021. Hi, Charlie. Glad that you're here.
Lisa, great to be with you again.
Yeah, great to hear your voice, and thanks so much for joining us today. So, you know, you work with clients in career transition who are considering business ownership as their next career path. And, you know, 2020 must have been a tough time for someone to think about starting a business. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it was. It was a tough time, I think, for all of us to think about starting anything new. And when you have sustained, uncontrollable uncertainty, that's a perfect formula for fear and anxiety. But I think what a lot of my clients did last year, Lisa, was focus time on research, spending that time learning from others, talking with a lot of different options, and they really found that helpful. You know, when I look back to the USA Today article from February 2020, before any of this craziness started, the title of the article was The 20 Hottest Franchises, and half of that list were fitness concepts. Mm. If you were writing that article today, you know, it probably the list would look a lot differently.
Yeah.
So doing research on what's working now is key.
Great. And that makes a lot of sense given our circumstances today. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. What advice would you give our listeners who would really like to be their own boss, but just aren't really sure if now is the right time?
Well, that's always going to be an important question. You know, is now the right time for me? And I think in today's world, I'd say it could be. You know, for in a classic sense, it's a buy low, sell high possibility. Leasing costs are finally a little lower than they've been in recent years. There's a larger labor pool available. There's pent-up consumer demand. Competition in a variety of sectors has been weakened, and lending is still available. So if someone is ready, then the environment is really pretty good for considering launching. But, you know, someone can discover if now is the right time for them. By instead of starting with, well, should it be this business or that business, really starting with themselves, assessing kind of their own strengths and experience, what they're trying to accomplish by investing in a business. And then, you know, we can work together to help find those options that really are the best fit.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about, you know, just by way of follow-up from that, when you think about doing that assessment piece with folks, what are some of the results from those assessments that you see that can really help point someone toward a specific type of franchise or specific type of business?
You know, a great question. So part of it is, what is their management or leadership style? Are they better suited for a small team or a larger team? Are they going to be more hands-on as an owner-operator? Are they really in a better position to manage a manager and not spend time on a daily basis in the business, but rather work on the business?
Mm-hmm.
Also, their own, I would say another key aspect from the assessment is their sales ability. And will they play a key role in generating customers for the business, or are they better suited for more of a marketing-driven business?
Mm-hmm.
The assessment that we do is provides a 14-page, really detailed report on their entrepreneurial DNA. So there's a lot of factors for us to consider.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would think that'd be pretty important in terms of that sales piece. You know, I know for me, starting my own business just on my own, that's a huge piece that I didn't necessarily have before, and I would think that would be pretty critical.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And one of the things we talk about, too, is, you know, who do you want your customers to be? Would you rather be in a B2B type of business concept where you're serving the needs of other businesses, or would you rather be in a consumer business? And I would say, Lisa, based on the results of 2020, the residential service B2C concepts are the ones that have really had many of those concepts have had record years in 2020.
Wow.
Because the consumer demand for those residential services has never been higher.
Wow. Gotcha. Good to know. And thanks, Charlie, for stopping by today and sharing your thoughts with our listeners on this. It's a pleasure having you on the show, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. So remind us,
well,
before
thanks.
You go, how people can find you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So for your listeners, I'm here to help. And if you want some advice about considering business ownership and franchising, the entrepreneurship option with a safety net, call or text at 360-489-2153. That's 360-489-2153. And visit frannet.com for a lot more good information. Thanks again for having me as your guest today.
You bet. Thanks so much, Charlie. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. Well, we'll have Charlie back next month, too, during our Ask Lisa episode. And it's time now to field listener questions. The first question is from Marie in Seattle. She shares that she's considering a career change, though isn't sure what to do next. And she asks, what are some good career options for people over 40? So I did take some time just to look this up and see what some of the current word on the street is about this. And it turns out there are definitely some careers that are in high demand for those over age 40. So, you know, of course, anyone working in healthcare is in huge demand, regardless of the role, especially those who can be technicians and assistants in healthcare. So even if you don't have a medical background, those office type of roles are really in high demand these days, too, as well as things like, you know, web development, web design, search engine optimization work is really big right now. Roles where you can really think about transferring your broader skill set. So whether, you know, if you're a great communicator, you've got great business skills and background, you know, thinking about roles like a human resources manager, project manager, business consultant. So those are all in demand, too. Another one, interestingly, is if you do speak another language or more than just one other language, translators, interestingly enough, are in high demand these days, as well as tutors. So when you think about all of the at-home learning and education that's going on these days here in the pandemic, you can imagine that a lot of parents and other folks are looking for tutors as well. But, you know, really don't be daunted by education requirements. Many roles may require a certification and not necessarily a formal degree. So don't let an education factor be daunting for you. You know, go ahead and research it and see, you know, what are those roles that are out there where, you know, would a certification suffice? So just a bit of continuing education without feeling like you have to go into academia necessarily. But really just focus on, you know, what is it that you really want and think about your potential to take your experience and use it in other places. So thanks for your question, Marie. And it's time now for our next break. When we come back, I'll answer some additional listener career transition questions and preview what we've got coming on next week's show. Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, Career and Retirement Transition Coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40-plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching, fresh perspectives for your career.
I'm Nathan Mumm, and I'm the host of Tech Time Radio. Tech Time Radio is officially on KKNW from Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. You can listen to our show live. We are excited to also then rebroadcast our episodes on Thursday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. The hosts cover top tech stories with a funny spin.
That's good.
Hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
Grab your weekly technology without having to geek out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We talk technology for the everyday common person.
What's your story? Have you ever sat with that question and looked to your heart for the answer? It's time to explore the real you. Tune in Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the brand new show, Story You, with Coach Debbie. Debbie and her guests have a mission to inspire and coach you to find your voice. If you need direction, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. If you want to be an author, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. and be inspired. Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show. Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics about career transitions for Gen Xers and Boomers. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. We're continuing our episode focused on my answering listener questions called Ask Lisa, a regular feature the second week of each month. I'm here with our producer, Eric. So, Eric, what are your thoughts from the first listener question and our time with Charlie today?
Oh, so many good things. I mean, Charlie, of course, always has great information, and it makes me want to learn more about FranNet and what they do because, you know, again, I think I said this before, but it still remains true. Franchising is something that I never thought of as being a career option, even though obviously it's a great career option since there's so many franchises
so
in the world.
Out there.
But where do you start? So someone like Charlie and FranNet, perfect place to get that information.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we visit a lot of franchises any given day.
Right.
And you don't think about,
exactly,
you know, on the back end, who's owning those businesses.
Yeah, because so many of these, you know, big corporations are really, it's local owners that are running the businesses. Yeah. It's not always like, you know, somebody at the top that's, you know, controlling everything. So.
Yeah. Always interesting stuff. So very cool. Well, our next question is from Jack in Spokane, and he's wondering if having a midlife crisis is true or a myth. And he shares that he's 45, has been feeling kind of down lately, and also feeling a bit burned out. So, Jack, thank you so much for this, and so sorry to hear that you're feeling, you know, down these days or feeling like you're in this place of burnout, and it is common. I've been there myself for sure. And to help answer this question, you know, first, I would say it's not a myth. So there's a couple of key concepts that can help with this piece to think about and to see if these, you know, make sense to you, resonate with you. So the first is what's called the happiness U-curve or U-curve of happiness. And that's from someone named Dr. Terence Chang. And then there's also this concept of what's called middle sense. And the person I know who's written a lot about that is a gentleman named Chip Conley. So I'll share with you a bit about these two ideas. So the U-curve of happiness basically shares that our happiness tends to be pretty high early in our lives. So when you think about childhood, adolescence, early adulthood, and then also our later years. So also our happiness can be pretty high when we are in our elderhood or elder years. And so you'll probably never guess when our happiness is at its lowest point. Surprise, surprise, it's when we're in our 40s. And this is due, you know, sometimes, you know, people liken it to, if you think about a sporting event, so halftime at a sporting event. So, you know, when we're in our 40s, we're roughly at halftime of our lives, and we've been at it a while in our careers, and there can be some, you know, unmet expectations or things that we aspired to earlier in our adulthood that perhaps haven't been fulfilled or haven't come true. And it's really that time of wondering, you know, you know, I wonder what's next for me, or I expected to be at a certain juncture in my life and not really there yet, and can really be this time of this self-reflection and perhaps, tired of, you know, what we've been doing, or, you know, we've got other pressures on our lives in that decade as well. So especially if you're experiencing any type of sandwich situation when it comes to care of parents, as well as raising kids. So, you know, we've got those pressures too. You know, there could be other financial pressures if we're saving for children's college or our own retirement, or also maybe having to contribute to our parents' care. So a lot of different pressures can happen. But Dr. Chang, he did a longitudinal study about this and came out with this happiness U-curve model. So something interesting there. The other concept of middle sense, and so Chip Conley, he was an important piece of really helping Airbnb rise as an organization, and he joined them later on in his career, and he writes and talks about how the folks at Airbnb, kind of these young guns, you know, they refer to him as their modern elder, and so he's got a great book called Wisdom at Work, The Making of a Modern Elder, that I really highly recommend. And he talks about this term middle sense, which really is likened to adolescence. And so our middle sense are really these middle years where it is that time of physical changes, hormonal changes, emotional changes, much like what we go through in adolescence. And so, you know, midlife, it's our bodies are probably changing. Maybe in some ways we're not real thrilled about. You know, we've got hormonal changes going on. So you think about women in menopause, men in andropause, you know, emotional things probably happening there too. And so we've got that going on. And so just as adolescence is considered the doorway into adulthood, our middle sense that a lot of us are in right now is really that doorway into elderhood. And so, you know, feeling like perhaps you're in a midlife crisis definitely makes sense. It is common. You know, I know for me, it was a time of just a lot of, I don't know if I want to say disgruntlement, but I would say dissatisfaction with my own career situation, and so made a lot of changes. So just know that it's normal and it's not a myth. And hopefully those ideas, those couple of concepts are helpful for you. Next is a question from Sam in Portland who asks, is a cover letter still needed when applying for a job? Well, Sam, I'll give you that classic answer of it really depends. So it depends on the organization, the industry. You know, some organizations don't bother asking for a cover letter when you apply for a role, especially how so many of them are using these online applicant tracking systems. Some do. Some organizations still want the cover letter. And it also depends on industry. So, you know, I think about a lot of IT organizations may not, you know, really look at it. Some industries, like I know folks, recruiters and finance who do look at cover letters or ask for a cover letter and are still reviewing resumes by human eyes and not using applicant tracking systems necessarily. So it really does depend on the organization and the industry. You know, my recommendation, what I advise folks to do that they can take or leave, is to err on the side of providing one if you're able to. Sometimes within those applicant tracking system platforms, when you go to submit a job application, some of them have an option to attach another document in addition to your resume. And so that would be a great opportunity to include a cover letter or even something like a work sample too, if you'd like. But, you know, you want to make sure that you definitely customize it to share how your skills match the qualifications for the role that you're applying for. But, you know, I'm of the belief it allows for more opportunity to make your case as to why you're a great fit for the role and for the organization. Just some good rules of thumb. You want to avoid emphasizing your years of experience and instead focus on what you've done and the results you've gotten. Emphasize things like adaptability, flexibility, willingness to learn. You want to make sure that your cover letter, just like your resume, is in a nice, you know, modern font. Good ones are Arial, Libri. I use that one all the time. And, you know, modern-looking format. Don't have any weird, you know, fonts or script-like fonts that could interfere. So just watch that. But, you know, I'm a fan. I think that, you know, again, it's another way to make your case, to really be clear about how you are the best fit for the role, for the organization. I kind of like the formats where you basically take the main qualifications for the job and then match it up exactly to what you've done and results you've gotten and how you meet or exceed those qualifications. You can do that, you know, side by side in two different columns, or you can have, you know, one paragraph that says, here's your qualifications, what you're asking for, and then another paragraph with bullets of, and here's how I meet those. So I'm a fan of those formats, too. So hope that helps. So Eric, some great questions today. Going back to Jack's question, do you feel like you ever hit a bit of a midlife slump?
I feel like I hit a midlife slump like a while ago, so I don't know what that says about how long I'm going to live. But but I feel like, you know what, it's one of those things that kind of comes and goes, you know. Sometimes you feel great about your existence and you feel great about your work. And then other times you just kind of have to muddle through because, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have, your career. I've definitely felt those feelings that Jack has felt. And I had no idea about this middle sense. So that's something I'm going to have to think more about and look up.
It's really a cool concept. And it makes total sense, right? It really makes
absolutely a
lot of sense. It's like, oh, okay, this is why I'm feeling so agitated or
kind of blah,
or cranky, or just, you know, wondering what the heck I'm doing.
right.
Like, oh, now I get it. Yeah.
And for the most part, less acne than adolescence.
Hopefully.
So we gotta think of the silver linings
as
well.
One can dream.
Yeah.
We can always dream. Yeah, well, thanks, Eric. And many thanks, Jack and Sam, for your questions, too. And I hope this is helpful for everyone, that you got some good nuggets here today. If you have a career transition question, send an email to reignitingyou@gmail.com or call 360-436-6496 to leave a voicemail with your first name and location to ask it over audio, and you can use a pseudonym. That's 360-436-6496. I'll then share it live on the air the second week of February. Well, it's time for my reignition recommendation, a tip of the week to reignite your career and life, regardless of your age. My suggestion for you today is to note the times when you're in a state of flow. So in other words, those times when you lose track of time, you're not watching the clock, and you've been at something for a while, and you look up, and it's like, oh my gosh, all this time has gone by. Those are the tasks or activities that you do when you're in this state of flow are a really good indicator for what to do in your next phase, whether for work or in retirement. And at the very least, you know, think about how you can incorporate more of these activities into your life to move up that happiness U curve. Well, thanks, Eric, for helping out with the show today. Hope you enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
It's great to get our listener questions again today, and we really appreciate it.
And the cover letter thing is something I hadn't thought about, but that's a great question. So please keep them coming.
Yes, absolutely. Please keep them coming, folks. And join us next Wednesday at 3 o'clock when my guest will be Ramona Oliver, author of the book Inclined Elders, as we talk about the choice we all have and how we view aging and much, much more. Thanks for joining us, and talk to you next week on Reigniting You.